Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule Tufupi, there's a building called Ponty, downtown Johannesburg. Basically, that's the one that's got Vodacom at the top of it. Very famous building in the Johannesburg skyline. It is up for sale.
Mm-hmm. Very famous building, and you're quite right, has a long history in terms of being very iconic within the Sandton, I beg your pardon, Johannesburg skyline. Built back in the 1970s by key architects, we essentially have constructed it to be one of the largest or tallest residential towers in the African continent. It stands at least 1,173 meters tall and has 54 floors, and really has been a mix of residential property together with some office space and retail space too. Now, it is up for sale. Currently, the owners, Kempston Properties, have come forward to say that they have put it up for sale by private tender. And so far, there's been a resounding level of interest. From what we understand, there's been about 50 offers that have already been placed in. The city of Johannesburg is also keen to actively participate within this transaction, though they say they don't have enough funds independently to fully purchase the building by themselves. So this raises a very intriguing theme when it comes to the property space in South Africa, especially in terms of ownership, the measurements that would have to be implemented as well, just to improve the vicinities around Ponty, as we do know that given the concerns that center the city of Johannesburg, not only financially, but just in terms of safety, security, and attracting the right customer base to actually ensure that they're able to fully capacitate the lease agreements that they have for the tower. So we have yet to hear the outcomes of this particular deal, but from what we understand, still open for tender. So anyone with deep pockets, maybe some innovative thinking for the city skyscraper, the private tender is set to close on the 10th of April this year.
Do you have an indication how much they want? And also, does Ponty still make money even? I mean, the last time I checked, people were living there for free. There were squatters. Why would anybody want to buy that?
Yeah, interesting question you raised there. They haven't disclosed the quantum actually of the transaction just yet, though we will dig deep and share this on Kaya Biz later tonight. What is intriguing, though, is that in terms of the market of the tenants that they're looking for, on average, they mention that they quote-unquote use the line of middle-class South Africans. But they typically say that these are customers or residents who would have earned about 10,000 rand a month and, of course, be able to at least pay some form of rental fee that would be occupied. 75% of the building is already at capacity in terms of occupation, but does seem as though they have been cleaning up over the last few years just to attract a higher income-based clientele to actually be residents within the building.
Okay. Tell us about the gold price. Reached an all-time high. In fact, all of the last maybe 6 to 7 months, it's just been all-time high after all-time high after all-time high. After Donald Trump got inaugurated, then he shot up even further by like another $15,000.
Exactly. There's a reason behind that. Some say all that glitters is gold, but typically it does glitter largely on the back of safe haven investing. And that's a sentiment that the market typically uses. As you correctly state, Donald Trump has added a lot of anxiety into the market. And for investors who are uncertain as to what this might mean when it comes to the inflationary costs of an impact of the tariff increases, how that also translates into interest rates and the stance that central banks have been taking, which for the moment has been very clear, specifically from the Federal Reserve and even from our local South African MPC, that we're likely going to pause for much of this year. This has essentially driven investors' appetite to invest in gold, largely viewed as a store of value and a traditional way of actually making sure that your money is kept safe, primarily because currencies, central banks, and of course, many individuals the world over have often seen gold as a great way to actually back up many of their assets. So the price did breach at least $2,900 per fine ounce. It's flirting with the 3,000 level for the moment. It did pull back ever so slightly on the back of the U.S. inflation print that we saw earlier this week. But many analysts and economists that we've been speaking to have been very bullish around the gold price and its sustained performance so far. So whether you get exposure through an ETF, actually investing in the bullion itself, some have also sought to invest in gold mining companies, you might yield some results in the short to medium term.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets yesterday, we saw the All Share Index close off in positive territory, but ever so slightly slow. It was by 0.5% at 87,942 points. Currency-wise, we're still holding firm at 18.47 to the dollar. Pound sterling, we're at 23.07. And against the euro, we're at 19.27.
Thank you very much. She brings the Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.